Josh, obviously not the way you wanted the game to start, but Connor was able to keep you in it for as long as he could. But at the end of the night, you guys come up short. Just how did you see this thing kind of go up and down and then kind of all over the place?
Yeah, you know what? They came out hard off the start. Obviously, for us being on the back-to-back, I think we needed to get it going a little bit sooner. I thought our second was a little bit better, and to the third we started to mount our push, but you know, we just didn't quite have that energy level up early enough, and yeah, credit to them a little bit too. They came out hard, and you know, Helly made some big saves there to keep us in it, but yeah, it was a you know, disappointing way to end the break.
How hard are those back-to-backs, Josh, just particularly against, you know, folks from your division that play such a grinding game?
You know what? I mean, it's something that obviously it is challenging, but every team does it at different points. So I think we've all played back-to-backs growing up and in junior or college or even 3-3. So although it is hard in the NHL and especially in those grinding divisional games, I mean, that's just something that you have to sort of get used to as a pro and understand how to handle it. I think that's where in a game like that we need to make simpler plays, sort of keep it as simple as possible, and try to just get into that grinding game as soon as we can. And I think it took us too long to do that today.
Can you identify maybe why this low start, particularly when you know you're trying to rebound from a tough one against Chicago last night?
I mean, I think for us, you know what, sometimes it's the other team as well coming out pretty hard. Again, I just think that sometimes when you're in that situation, you know, we weren't happy necessarily with obviously the result yesterday. You want to do a little bit more. Everyone in this room cares and wants to win hockey games. So I think that's where sometimes doing a little bit less, as weird as that sounds, with the puck especially, you know, early on in a game like that against a team that has really good sticks and plays really, really positionally well, would have been better served for us, and that's a learning experience for us going forward.
Remember too how tight the Central is. Twice you've faced teams kind of just on the outside of the bubble and sort of showing some desperation even though there's 30 plus left.
Yeah, this is when it starts to definitely turn up for sure. I mean, I think we've seen that since the Christmas break, and as we get closer through January here to the All-Star break, I think it's starting to turn up more, especially Western Conference games, especially within the division. So everyone knows how important divisional games are, and you know, like I said before, I think we have probably one of the best divisions in hockey right now, and every night, you know, anyone can beat anyone, and you have to be ready to go.
Considering the injuries that are stacking up on this team right now, is the break at the perfect time if there is such a thing?
Yeah, obviously with some of the injuries we have, I think it's nice to have a little bit of time to get rested up, to use that time to rehab or whatever you need to do to get yourself rested to come back for the grind, because as we see now, at this point of the year, it really starts to turn up, and it has turned up, and those energy levels need to be at their peak. So you know, we have to use this break to get some rest and you know, come back a little bit healthier and ready to go.
Is your hand okay for walking?
Hand's okay, yeah.